So the teams are coming out on the pitch again. I'll just read out the team lineups again for the start of this second half. Tommy Forecast, Justin Miller, Nicky Nicolau, Tom Davis, Mark Haynes, Danny Webb, Sam Long, the only goal scorer so far. Mark Hughes, captain, Jeff Golding, Tom Derry and Dave Rainford. That's the Chelmsford team. And Western Supermare, Luke Purnell, Martin Slocum, Pete Monks, Ashley Kington, and Jamie Laird is captain, Ollie Knowles, Nambi Diallo, Brett Trowbridge, Tristan Plummer, Kane Ingram, Dale Grubb. First half had a limited goalmouth action, but we're just about to get the second one underway. There it is, Western kickoff. Long ball out towards the left wing. Ken will join me eventually when he gets back up here. Out for a throw in for Chelmsford. There's been no half-time subs. Hopefully someone will be able to work the board for the subs. No one showed us any injury time. Has it on the right wing for Chelmsford, kicking from left to right now towards the Hubbard Rover end, which has got plenty of spaces in it actually. Long ball forward from Western out towards the left wing. Monks, the left back, can't quite keep it in play, and a free throw in for Western Supermare for Chelmsford City on the right wing. Billy Bricknell, the Ebbsfleet United goal scorer this afternoon. Miller, he's going to take a throw up the line. Well inside Western's half here. Long collects it just inside the byline there. Cleared away though by Weston on their left side. Haynes collects it down the right. Chipped up towards Long again. Long goes up for the header. Heads it on. And out of play for a throw and down the left side here for Western Supermare. Chelmsford on live scores are currently 8th. So up to 7 points. Bromley will go back to the top of the league. Eastbourne will drop down the league this evening because they were due to play Farnborough, and obviously that game not happening today. Throw in to Weston. To the edge of the area, back to Kington with a drive from 30 yards and it bounces way over the goal onto the athletics track, and a goal kick for Tommy Forecast in the goal for Chelmsford. 1-0 to the Clarets at the moment. Forecast in a green shirt and black shorts today. Clearance upfield, headed into the air by Weston. Rainford heads it forward. And now down the left wing, here's Grubb. And he shoots, and it's over the bar again. Not as far as before, and it's taken a deflection. And the referee's given a corner on this near side. So Weston have come out for the second half looking pretty good. We're 3.5 minutes into the second half. Grubb is going to take the corner. Tried a short one to Plummer. Cleared away by Haynes though. Given away to Kington. Right wing, left wing cross of the right foot, but it bounced behind a couple of Western players and Forecast comes up with it. And it's now the ex-Spurs keeper. long clearance away. Went to Southampton as part of the Gareth Bale deal back in the day for £1 million. Obviously Gareth Bale on the verge of another transfer. Don't think Tommy Forecast is involved in that one though. Here's Mr. Ken Carr back to the mic. Weston have had a couple of shots. They had a corner which they took short again. They don't want to play it in to the area. No changes at half time. Diallo picks up on the edge of the area for Weston down the right. Tried to play it forward, an appeal for a handball, cleared away by Mark Haynes though. Champs are a bit deep here. Trowbridge, Slocum, through everyone there. Haynes pokes it away and Derry wins the ball down the left wing. The goalkeeper's coming out again and he collects it this time. Better from Pernell after his error for the first, for the only goal so far. Were you anywhere near to the half-time draw on the Ken or not?
Nowhere near it.
6-8-9 it was.
Yeah. Can somebody put that on the soapbox and stop any...
What's the number?
Oh, it's out to the right wing here. The goal scorer, Long. Up to the edge of the area. Gets in the area. Oh, miscontrolled it though. Cleared away by Bugs. Out for a...
I was speaking to the guy that's 93 that... First spotted Chelmsford when they were playing, or before Chelmsford FC were playing at near Rittle Street.
Yeah.
I'm going to just organise a little interview on camera with him, so that should be quite good.
Weston throw it. And it's a free kick won by.
By us.
That was Plummer, he's about a foot shorter than Haynes, and he won, and the free kick was given against. Holding for holding on Haynes. Plummer's about 5'4", Haynes is about 6'4".
Fans started singing at last.
Miller is going to take the free kick.
He's not 10 yards away from him, is he?
Miller, long ball into the area. The goalkeeper's coming out for it.
Dropped it. Oh!
And he just about gets it under some pressure from Haynes. And now it's out. Goalkeeper just throws it out to Jamie Laird, the captain. Left footed ball downfield. It's going to go. Well, he's going to reach it. Plummer just keeps it in field with his head. And then Miller clears it away. Out for a throw. 7 have just taken the lead against Whitehawk.
Oh, that's been a goal then, has it?
Yeah.
Woohoo. Was everything else nil-nil apart from the...
No, we had quite a few goals, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There they are. Stortford 2-1 up at Maidenhead. Tunbridge 1 up at Havant. Ebbsfleet 1 up at Dorchester. Bromley 1-0 up against Gosport. Eastleigh 1 up at Bournemouth. Bath 1-0 up against Concord.
They're all bad for us then, scores, aren't they?
Basingstoke 2-1 up against Staines. Eastbourne are going to be knocked off the top tonight because they're playing. They were supposed to play Farnborough.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I reckon they're going to get kicked out.
Yeah, that was...
I reckon there'll be 21 teams in the league.
Which is a bit of a shame, really, because it means we lose a home game, don't we?
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier because I think it's sometime in March, but what we're kind of reckoning is there might be some postponements during that early part of the,
yeah,
you know, January, Feb. Maybe we can get a, still get a Saturday
one.
Game, yeah.
Yeah. Depends on how well we do in the FA Cup, I suppose, the amount of games we have and trophy.
We're going out in the second qualifying round.
I
guarantee it this year.
To some village team or something.
Yeah.
What was that village team we played in the 70s and there was a rope round the head of the pitch? It was in, it's in Wheelham Inn, I think. I can't remember who it was. Somewhere in Northamptonshire or something. We got there and it's behind a village hall.
Yeah, cleared the sheep off a pitch job, wasn't it? Yeah. Now, I think, to be fair, you know, we've had quite a bit of luck in the FA Cup the last 3 years, haven't we?
Nicolau runs over the halfway line, plays it down the left wing to Derry.
Oh, good ball.
Cross in, headed away by Weston, though. Diallo picks it up, and he's running through the centre circle now. He's got Plummer out to his right and finds him here. Plummer tries to play a 1-2, and he scored! Diallo, the equaliser for Weston.
And that was all because Rainford didn't cut it out in the first place. Let Ben do his announcements.
And the equaliser for Western Superware, second long goal, 55 minutes. And that's number 7, Naby Diallo.
Yeah, it was Rainford in the middle there, didn't cut it out. He did try and chase back, to be fair, but the guy was too quick for him, just slid it past Forecast.
Nice 1-2 there between him and Plummer. Clean sheet out the window again.
Yeah.
1-1.
My prediction is going to come true, unfortunately.
It just came out of nothing, really. There was a lot of space in midfield for Plummer to run, for Diallo to run into. Nice 1-2 for Weston.
Still, what, we've got 35 minutes. Cool. Official attendance is 581.
I don't know if I want to read that out, actually.
No,
pretty poor for a Saturday afternoon, that.
Don't bother putting it out on the tannoy.
Miller throws it down the right wing. Picked up there. Cleared down the left. Davis plays it back to Miller. Infield to Dave Rainford. Loses the ball to Diallo, the goal scorer. But he gives it away to Miller. Forward to Mark Hughes. Plays it out towards the left.
Oh, offside.
Derry's tried a shot, even though he was offside, it went miles over the bar. I'm doing the goal on the Twitter, Adam. Yeah.
Weston keeper takes the free kick long into the city area, off Haynes' head and out for a corner. A little bit of restlessness from the crowd since that goal. Short corner, fed into the box, thrown to Forecast Arms.
Kington with the cross in.
City on the break.
Nicolau plays it to Derry. Up against Slocum, beats him for pace. Oh. And he's. No, it's a goal kick. Taking the wind out of the sails a bit there, that goal. Came out of nothing, really. Weston hadn't threatened a huge amount.
Well, it hasn't really killed the atmosphere, though, has it? Because there wasn't any before that, so...
Top in midfield by Wester. Long ball down the right wing.
Come on, Webby.
And Plummer picks it up.
Two men on him.
Ball into the area.
Cut out. The
player just fell down under nothing there. That's a bit strange. Goulding picks it up now in the centre circle.
Good ball.
Played out towards the right. Intercepted by Monks, back pass to Pennell. Goalkeeper makes the clearance away. Out for a throw in to Chelmsford.
Fair play to the Crow Road team.
Dorchester 0, Ebbsfleet 2, Anthony Cook. Cook and Bricknell scoring for Ebbsfleet today.
Really?
Yeah. And Aidan Palmer playing as well. The ex-West Ham and player, as he said to you in that interview, that he said he played for loads of different clubs.
Oh,
poke forward to Monks here, the left back. Cross the back post. There's no one there though. All the way up for a goal kick. Hits the pitch over there. Good job.
His decision making is rather poor there, isn't it? He had two guys on the edge of the area waiting for the pullback and he crossed it in the area.
No substitutions made by either side, which has made my job as Tannoy now a bit easier. But one goal apiece. Sam Long for Chelmsford and Naby.
Where's Foster going?
Diallo equalising. Oh, high clearance up into the air. Rainford heads it on. And now here's Monks. Forward to Grubb. Back to Kington. There's a man over there in acres of space. Now Diallo.
No.
Tries a shot. And bobbles towards goal.
Yeah, the bloke there out on the right wing, didn't he? Which he should have passed it to. Kept the move going, but tried a shot from about 30 yards, which was rather pathetic. Anyway, goal kick for Champsford. Forecast will take it.
He didn't have it. No opportunity for the goal, did he, the forecast?
No, it wasn't his fault.
Nice play by Weston. Now here's Long. Breaking through the
middle. Play out wide.
Tackle there by Weston. Trowbridge nipped it off his toes. Parsons Drove. That was the name of that team. Thank you much, very much,
Parsons
Balmoral.
Parsons Grove.
Drove. Yeah.
Actually, Balmoral, you're in the programme today. Isn't he?
How's that? I haven't seen the programme today.
Yeah, he's in the programme. It's one of those things that Mike Onslow did. Claret's abroad, even though Scotland isn't really abroad, but he's got a whole page, Terry. And a picture.
Cleared out of defence by Kington for Weston. Now it was back with Ingram here. He's running forward. Takes it round Haynes, passes it to Monks. Weston bossing this game at the moment. Poor ball by Monks again though, behind everyone. He's got to work on his crossing, Monks. Played down the left wing, looking for Goulding, who's barely featured today.
Yeah, hasn't had a lot of balls, has he?
No.
Do you know what, normally when you watch the game from up here, it's actually a bit better than watching it from the terrace.
Yeah.
You can see a bit more what's going on. But
thrown down the left wing.
Corner.
Ball deflects off the Weston players. I think it was smashed into the back of his head.
Yeah, and he's gone down, hasn't he?
Was it Knowles? I think the number six.
This probably means it's going to take about 20 minutes for their geriatric physio to come and sort him out. City fans trying to create some noise.
Corner's going to be taken.
Number seven, is it?
Long,
yeah.
Second goal of the season scored today for him.
Oh, this is a proper corner. It's two hands in the air.
In swinger. Headed down by Rayford.
No.
Oh, it can't. Oh, it's a goal mass scramble. Didn't quite get forced over the line. Who was it there? Webb, I think. Might have had the final shot. No, Goulding. Who? Davis. Derry.
Oh dear, here comes their old bloke on.
And another Western player's gone down. Well, goal back for Dorchester against Ebbsfleet. 2-1.
Oh,
now.
Wouldn't that be funny if they equalise?
Ben Watson for Dorchester.
£97,000 a week they're paying, apparently, Ebbsfleet.
What,
wages.
Their wage bill?
Yeah.
We're cooking.
Well, it might be 40.
Cooking,
but, you know.
Palmer on that much.
Yeah. Well, they wanted a lot to stay here.
Are you someone in disguise? The crow was singing there.
2-0. Time wasting already again, aren't they?
2-0 to Eastleigh at Boreham Woods.
Aren't Boreham Woods supposed to be sort of one of the favourites?
Yeah, they're struggling.
Or I got it wrong. I know they're struggling, but
one win out of five. So
aren't they another big spending lot or something?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Spurs are big spending this season. They end up being
106
fifth.
Million.
106. I was so laugh if Bale doesn't go, because you are stuffed then. Won't be able to pay your bills or nothing.
No, we're hanging it out until the last day, so they don't.
Nah, he's coming to United. There's a secret deal going on.
So there's loads of other moves that are going to be triggered by that transfer. So that's
allegedly, yeah.
Di Maria to Arsenal.
Ronaldo to United.
Wasn't there something about Valencia giving up his number 7 shirt or something?
Yeah, that's just because
he was unlucky.
Rather, no. Pathetically, he did better in whatever number shirt he had.
23,
yeah. No, sorry.
And now did the old trick of taking it to the other corner in the 6-yard box to take the goal kick for. Take the goal kick. Bar 3, Concord 1. Down at Twerton Park.
Did you do the half-time?
Sam Long, over the halfway line. Been the best player by a mile for Chelmsford today. Long, down the right wing.
Cross
it. The byline. Not a very good cross in the end. Straight to the keeper. And he throws it out towards Grubb.
He got right down the bloody byline as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Frustrating. And still no changes for either side. Edmonds has been wandering up and down the touchline.
Normally at this point in the game,
Bertie
last
Braley's
year,
come on.
It was Glenn, sort it out. I've heard no Dino sort it out yet.
Grubb back to number 5. Laird, the captain, and then back to Pennell. Long ball forward, up towards Plummer. Headed one by Nicolau, but Kington picked it up, and then Plummer shoots.
Oh.
Beaten down by Forecast, and then headed away by Webb. Picked up in midfield again by Trowbridge. Out towards the right wing.
Another shot.
Shot on the left foot as he cut inside there, the right winger.
Now that first save there by Forecast was pretty decent, to be fair. On the volley, straight at him, admittedly, but must be Brady time soon, surely.
Yeah.
What's your scoreboard, you think, say? Halfway, well, nearly halfway through the first, second
67th
half.
67th minute.
That's not what that computer says. I tell you what is a little bit embarrassing from our club's point of view is ball boys. They're all around the centre line. Ball goes off anywhere else. The same prep to get the ball. We need to sort this out.
Thrown up the line by Weston. Long. Passes it back to Miller. And his ball.
Here we go.
His pass deflects off the backside of Grubb and out for a throw in. Miller. Long throw down the line. Goes over Goulding's head. Davis picks it up.
Good ball.
Back towards Rainford. Rainford cuts in field. He's going to try and shoot. Back to Derry. Tried a side foot instead of really whacking it.
It's a good job the defender got in the way there, Ben, because that was just going to roll straight through the keeper. And then we got a corner.
Yeah, that was the greatest effort by Tom Derry.
Good movement, though, to be fair.
That's Davis taking the corner this time. Number 4. Long's been taken off corners, obviously.
And swing up.
Corner comes to the back post.
Oh, must be a penalty.
Down, no
yes.
penalty.
Oh, come on.
The referee waved
his
hands.
He
was
flattened,
eh? Oh, Dorchester's goalkeeper's just been sent off and Ebbsfleet have got a penalty, so...
No, it's not looking good down there then, is it really?
Ebbsfleet are 2-1 up in that game. 1-1 here.
About to be 3-1 up.
And is it Anthony Cook taking the penalty? Because took a few for us last season, didn't he? Laird takes His pass forward takes a deflection off Goulding, out for a throw in. And it's Monks throws it back to Trowbridge. And then long ball forward by Knowles out towards the right wing. Good
what
pass
a ball
there.
That was. Fantastic crossfield ball there from
Weston.
It's gone
out off Nicolau for a corner. Slocum had got forward to get on the end of that.
Well, I think we need to make some changes, really. So who have we got on the bench? What position is Paxman?
Midfielder.
Is he big?
No. Corner comes in. Cleared away by Chelmsford. It was Goulding. And then Davis helps it up towards Long, who's up front there. Header by Slocum wasn't that great. But it's headed on by Jamie Laird, looking for Plummer. Well won by Webb.
Yeah, well done, Webb.
Up against Grubb. But his pass given away. There was no one there.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to get rid of it, to be fair.
Forward down the line. Ball is with Jamie Laird. Forward.
That's it, come
given
on.
Away there, Ingram it was. Poor control. And now Long gets the ball. Free kick given by the linesman. On this near side. Penalty saved by the substitute goalkeeper.
And who took it, do we know?
No.
Oh, please let it be Cookie.
Bromley 2-0 up against
Gosport.
We
could give him so much stick.
Yeah, Bromley 2-0 up against Gosport. So their impressive start to the season's continuing.
Nicolau
takes a free kick.
Good throw. Offside. It's gone in as well. Or going in.
If that had gone in, surely that would have been a goal, because no one would have touched it. The flag had already gone up, though. Goalkeeper didn't take the free kick from the right position, so the ball's going to go all the way
it's
back.
It's quite unusual, though, isn't it, for a non-league team to play this high up in defence?
Yeah.
They really are trying to play the offside, aren't they?
AVB-style tactics.
And if I can notice that, it must be very obvious.
Yeah. Hear a few chants of only one Bertie Braley if he doesn't make a sub any time soon.
How long have we got left?
Dover nil, Hayes and Yedding 1.
God.
We've got 18 minutes and 20 seconds left of normal time.
And there's been no subs at all, has there?
No. Rainford.
Good
now
ball.
Davis.
That's
ball
better.
Down the right wing for Sam Long. Up to the edge of the penalty area. Cuts back and passes it to Davis. Cross in. A volleyed away clearance from Weston, just as Goulding was going to put the final touch on it. Better from Chelmsford. Haynes pokes it down the right wing. No one there for Chelmsford. And that was Monks. And now here's Trowbridge.
Now it's Weston.
I don't know who missed that penalty yet for...
Being played around in the western half at the moment.
Trowbridge.
No, it's Weston, Ben.
His pass goes out for a throw. Here we go, finally. It's going to be Bagasan Graham coming on.
For Rainford, hopefully.
Are we going to use the board or not?
No.
No.
I don't think anybody knows how to use the board.
Huh? We're just about to go, what's that, 70?
You've got to do an announcement.
In the 29th minute of the second
you've
half.
You've got to do an announcement.
Who's coming on? Tom Derry.
I don't know.
Tom Derry.
Someone else is coming on as well, so keep an eye out for that. Number 12 bloke. Right, number 15 on. Yeah, Derry off.
Substitution for Chelmsford City.
Derry.
On was Bagasan Graham and Ben Sampaio.
I don't know who the other... No, just like Tom Derry. Can't... Six.
Justin Miller and Tom Derry.
Really?
Yeah, Sampaio's gone right back.
Well, where's Miller gone then?
He's gone off.
Yeah, but where? He's just evaporated. I didn't see him come off at all.
Yeah, he's gone off. That was strange.
It was strange.
Substitution due to teleportation or something.
Western
they were both in the 74th minute.
Yeah, and Western resorting to the time-wasting tactics.
No Bertie Brayley, that's a surprise. Considering he's come on and scored the last two games.
Yeah, well, taking Derry off, you'd have thought it might have been him, mightn't you?
Yeah, Pennell, he's still playing the 4-5-1 though, isn't he?
No, yeah. Oh,
header from Plummer just in front of the goal, and it sort of came off his back, really, rather than his head. And that was a chance for Western there. Sampaio cleared it down the right wing. The ex-Chelsea youth team player. Well, that was a
Bagger-Sam
poor pass.
Got
Peyton.
It.
Bagger-Sam Graham gets onto it. The substitute.
Run at him. Come on.
Graham down the left. Back to Hughes. Poor pass there. Nickel out. And they're just hacking away at it there. Graham tries to get onto it. All the impetus has gone out of the attack. Rainford's going to try and pick it up. Headed by Haynes up into the air. And now Graham tries to get onto it and then cleared away. It looked really good there for a moment, but it just all fell apart.
Yes, it's been an interesting afternoon here at Melbourne.
Maidenhead 2, Bishop Stortford 2.
There's been some decent passages of play, to be fair, but also some rather poor ones.
Throwing for Western on the right side, throwing in towards Grubb, back to Slocum. Grubb into the penalty area now. Ingram.
Great ball.
Oh, Grubb's offside.
Some nice intricate 1-2s from Western, but luckily offside. And all that was happening in the mixer, Ben.
Shall I do the substitutions, Adam?
No, it's alright.
Okay.
So which one of you two is doing the official claret thing?
Well, it's only goal updates because Adam's phone's not.
Oh, right, okay.
Cleared away by Knowles out of defence.
Chance, Chelmsford.
Into the area. Goulding up against Knowles. Knowles does well to clear. Bertie Brayley now's coming on.
And another player has been teleported off. Is this bloke here coming?
The 77th minute. Is it Davis? Yeah.
Substitute
for Chelmsford City replacing number 4, Tom Davis, number 16, Bertie Brayley.
Yeah.
I think he's on 99 appearances now for Chelmsford.
13 minutes for a bit of Brayley magic.
Long ball forward from Western. Headed down by Chelmsford. Rayford can pick it up there in midfield. Hughes falls over. Now Diallo, the equalising goal scorer for Western, and then dear Ingram over there forgot how to control a football. And the ball went under his foot.
And Chelmsford forgets how to keep the ball in play and kick it out.
I still don't know who missed that penalty for Ebbsfleet yet.
Oh, it's got to be. Please let it be Cookie.
Or Bricknell.
Mind you, he's scored though, isn't he, today? So
yeah. And they're winning as well.
So. No, they're winning, but apart from that, yeah.
They can't We can't rub it in their face. Long. Oh, that's one though by Weston. Sampaio, miscommunication there, and then he's been brought down.
Penalty.
And a penalty. Mark Haynes brought down Dale Grubb. That was terrible between Long and Sampaio. Long tried to pass it to Sampaio. Sampaio had run past the ball. Grubb made a run forward into the penalty area, and then Haynes tripped him up, and it's going to be a penalty for Western Supermare. Sutton 2, Whitehawk 0.
So number 9 is taken. It's Plummer, Tristan Plummer. Here we go.
And it's a goal for Western. Low to the right of forecast. 80th minute.
And a goal for Western in the 80th minute from the penalty spot, number 9, Tristan Plummer.
He's going to get booked as well for his celebrations, where basically he ran away from the goal and chucked the ball into the hammer net. And he's got a yellow card for that. Mr. Plummer.
Goal 80, yellow 80.
See it, I told you. 2 goals every game we're conceding.
Yep. This isn't looking good at the moment. Rainford out towards. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Being a complete wally. Good ball across.
Oh, Long is in the penalty area here. Thought about a shot as the ball came down for him. Down the right wing.
Knock it
Sampaio
back.
Behind him.
Better.
To the young fullback. Crossed into the area. Gording heads it down.
Offside.
The goalkeeper saved it. Purnell, who's now wearing a baseball cap. But
still, anybody living in the Chelmsford area that wants to get over today will be meeting on the ship from about 7:30 onwards.
They're using their substitution board to make a sub out.
Oh, they're showing off. It'll be Alex Fiddes for Ingram.
Substitution for Western Supermare, replacing number 10, Kate Ingram, is number 15, Alex Fiddes.
He's taken an absolute age to get off the field.
If you ever want to see time wasting from Western before, this is going to take the mickey, isn't it? Eventually, Ingram makes it to the touchline and Fiddes gets onto the pitch. And the guy's just been taken off Ingram, having a little bit of a word with one of the coaches. Obviously doesn't agree with coming off. Anyway, Chelmsford now have a throw-in. Deep inside their own half. We've got probably about 9 minutes left or something. No, 8 minutes left.
Yeah, seven and a half. Long, pass it forward to Brayley.
Come on, Bertie.
Cleared away by the number 3, Monks. Long ball away. Webb heads it to Nicolau. Huge clearance forward. And now here's the number 4, Kington. Down the left wing,
great,
he's looking
ball
for Plummer, who's scored the winning goal here.
Forecast getting on with it, better take the free kick. Long towards the Western penalty area, but Western are going to get it clear. Oh, poor ball though, giving way to Chelmsford right on the edge of the area.
Gording, back to Rainford.
Oh, not quick enough for
him. Now out towards Baggis and Graham. Graham down the tips of the byline and the cross
corner.
Bounces behind the goal for Chelmsford's benefit. Corner. And now it's Sam Long after Tom Davis is replaced. He's going to go and take the corner.
Short one.
Crossed by Nicolau. Headed down.
Shoot!
Haynes shoots. Couldn't turn on it. Deflected by Weston. And another shot. Oh! Bar. And now a fielding over the bar. Oh, who was that with has held his hand there long?
We need a goal line technology for that. Smacked the top of the bar straight down onto the line and out.
It was long. Long hit the bar from the edge of the area. The corner taker. That's why he was out there. Hammered it off the crossbar and bounced out. And Goulding put the rebound over a difficult angle. 5 minutes to go for Chelmsford. To get the equaliser.
Big kick taken by the Western goalkeeper. Cleared by Chelmsford.
Gosport have got a goal back at Bromley through a penalty. Given away by the ex-Chelmsford player Rob Swain. Nicolau. It was a good ball in actually for him originally for that. Got
Hainsey.
5 minutes to go.
Rainford commits the foul. Bit late. He's going to get a
Jay
yellow.
Laird.
No, I don't think
it
so.
Was. He's been fouled.
Rainford's getting the word.
Bishop Stortford have missed a penalty. Everyone's missing penalties apart from Weston.
Apart from Weston, yeah. Kill surprise.
Now here's Diallo. Down the left here. Weston. Monks. Infield. So the number 8.
Oh.
Trowbridge. Hughes. And now Rainford.
Great ball.
Ball out towards the left. Graham's going to get onto it.
Come on.
Graham.
Shoot.
He's going to shoot.
Oh.
The goalkeeper tips it away. And it bounces away for Weston. Cleared away for them. Decent effort by Graham right at the
goalkeeper.
Definitely
decent effort.
Rainford pass it forward.
Oh.
Chelmsford.
Too short for Brayley.
A grandstand finish here. And Weston are running away here.
Oh.
Oh, he's got past a couple of them. Fiddis. Fiddis shoots over the bar though. Well,
he beat,
run for
three and a half men there.
Yeah.
And then had two more of them, so he shot and it went over. And Weston are going to make another substitution. We've got the board out again.
3-1 to Ebb Street now, Bricknell.
Yeah. Forecast with the goal kick.
Headed on by Kington. Trowbridge. And then
Baggersan again.
Baggersan Graham on the left wing for Chelmsford. Gets past. Oh no, didn't. I thought he got past them, didn't. Plummer. Plays it back to Fiddis. Ball forward for Plummer. He's onside down the right wing
dear.
Here. He's back behind the Chelmsford defence.
What a great tackle.
That's a great tackle by Danny Webb. He's given away a corner though, but
really?
Brilliantly.
That was a fantastic tackle, because that must be in the area, mustn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant tackle from Webb. Otherwise, you know, one false
move. Mind you, there was nobody actually in the middle, was there? He was down by the byline, so. Yeah, number 12 is getting ready to come on. Chaz Hemmings. But whether he's actually going to come on before this corner, we'll find out. Not very long left now, though.
Two minutes to go.
Short corner. Oh, that's poor. Chelmsford cleared it dead easy.
Cleared away by, I think it was Webb. Graham tries to win the ball.
Just run at them, son. Run at them.
Up against Trowbridge. Knocks the ball past him. Graham doesn't have the pace to beat him, though. Trowbridge clears it away. Low pass. And then ball forward again, looking for Plummer. And then
poor
the number six for Chelmsford, Webb.
That was lucky. A bit close to the Western forward there as he passed it across the Hayes, but not forward by Chelmsford.
Forward. Goalkeeper thought about coming for it there. That was interesting.
Oh.
And then cleared away by Western on the edge of the area. Sampaio with a header forward. Oh dear. And again he tries to head it forward. And out of play for a throw. That was awful. And then a Western going to make their second sub.
I think they're going to. Yes, they are.
Well, they're taking off the centre forward, Plummer. Well, Hemmings is a centre forward as well, so.
Plummer off, Hemmings on. Get on that bike.
Nine.
Substitution for Western Supermare, replacing number 9, Tristan Plummer, number 12, Chaz Hemmings.
So there's only 45 seconds to go of normal time. Obviously we won't get the amount of injury time to be put up, so we'll be guessing, because no one from Chelmsford down there seems to be able to work the board that's been brought out.
Brought out? Yeah. Just left in a pile of bags.
Western have used their one. All out towards the right wing. He's looking for Fidis. Headed back to... Oh, no!
God's sake. Headed back towards the forecast and he missed it. Gone out for a corner. Actually, I don't think that was actually forecast fault on that one, to be fair.
Haven't won Tunbridge 2. 89th minute goal for Angels.
And Adam seems to have given up. Deserted his seat in the press box, so if there is a late equaliser, you won't read about it.
We're into injury time now. Diallo. That's finished. There's a free kick for Western over there on the right. Looks like the unbeaten home record's going. After
have we got all of them, have we?
Yeah, one win and a draw. There's something about me coming back, isn't it? Two defeats at the moment.
Yeah, you're going to have to be banned, Ben.
Throw-in for Western now. They're just wasting time over there, just running down the clock.
Throw-in the city, though. Right down by the corner flag, our own corner flag, unfortunately.
Nicolau takes the throw, headed on by Western. Oh, he tries for a shot
from
dear,
distance.
That's strange there from Kington. They would waste trying to, that's bizarre when you're trying to waste time to have a 45 yard shot.
And Adam has definitely packed up. This is ridiculous.
How can I? Oh. They write their match reports before the games.
Yeah,
these
obviously do,
don't
they? These journalists, they're shocking.
They've got their story in their heads. Had the headline written already. Long clearance and forecast from the goal kick. Headed on by
break.
Goulding, who's been anonymous in this game. Headed away by Western. Out towards the left. Nicolau comes forward from left back.
Let's turn back.
Back
though.
Towards Webb. Now across to Mark Haynes. Oh. Haynes plays it forward. Chested down.
Come on. Great.
Is that Goulding over there? What's he doing? Whoa. He's on the left wing. Didn't even get it in the area, Goulding. Now it's Grubb down the left. Tackled by Sampaio.
Good tackle.
Lost the ball though. With Rainford. Chelmsford haven't really played about three passes in this injury time. Oh, that's a terrible clearance by Purnell.
Come on, get that ball on the pitch.
Sampaio's going to take a throw in.
Last chance for Chelmsford. Salvage something from this.
Sampaio throws it in. Over the head of Brayley, cleared away by Western easily. Haynes tries to, was in the process of fouling Hemmings. It's a throw in. Sampaio throws it into Haynes. Haynes volleys it down the line. Ball pass. Grubb. Hemmings, that was a bit of a lazy effort there. Long ball forward from Haynes. Headed down by Western. Throw in on this near side to Western though. Off Sam Long. We played 3 minutes of injury time. Dorchester 9 men now against Ebbsfleet. Thrown down the line there by Western. Haynes, long ball forward.
Absolutely a foul.
That's a free kick for Chelmsford. About, 35 yards out, centre of goal. Brayley was fouled.
Last chance.
He must be under, looking to start the next game, Brayley.
It's certainly been in and around it all, hasn't he, since he's come on.
Rainford, is it over the free kick?
Yeah.
And then we've got Nicolau as well.
Or is it Bagazan?
Long. No, Graham's in the area. Is this a last minute Dave Rainford special? It'll be 90 plus 5 if it goes in now.
Here he comes.
Straight
the wall.
It was awful, really.
Play it out. Come on.
Way towards the left wing.
In the box.
Into the area. Oh, headed away by Weston. And it was an offside flag. Up went. Anyway, I think that's going to be the last efforts. Goal kick taken by Weston. It's the end of the game. 2-1 win for the visitors. They've made a second half comeback there after Sam Long gave Chelmsford the lead in the first half. Goals from Naby Diallo and a penalty by Tristan Plummer. 10 minutes from time was the winning goal for Weston. What do you think of that, Ken?
Not overly impressive, was it really,
no.
Ben? To be fair.
Another
first half we were all right, but second half again just kind of disappeared.
Two goals conceded again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the whole, disappointed. Although, you know, you do feel that we've got to give the new management team a chance to bed their team in. But it's not easy to watch, is it?
No. Right, I better do the summing up on the tannoy, I think.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for listening this afternoon. I think next week we're away at Hayes and Yedding. So I think it was okay there last year. So I'll see you then next week.
Ta-da, guys.
See ya.
Cheers.
Bye.